Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, I've got my wingman, Alejandro.
What's up?
You're so laid back today.
Yeah, I'm a little laid back.
A little laid back today. What do you call it? And yeah, man, it's time for Within Brim Skin. And what
hell's
do you call
yeah.
it? I'm kind of amped. What do you call it? I don't know
amped
what
up.
Episode this is, but you know, I'm just going to kind of go with it right now.
Like episode 100 and something.
It's like 114, maybe?
Something like that.
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't hear myself in my ears, by the way.
Oh, just that's not good.
No, that's not good. I don't know what happened, man. I don't know what happened.
Is
there
that,
we go.
Is
it's
that
a little.
Better?
It's a little bit better.
Louder.
A little bit louder.
A little bit louder.
A little bit
now.
Louder now.
A little bit louder now.
Yeah, there we go. What do you call it? So, anyways, we've got number 113.
Yo, you were almost right on the money.
113 here or scream. That's what I'm gonna say.
Ah.
Ah. What do you call it? Anyway, so that's. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about number
screaming?
No, number 113.
Oh. 113. I don't have anything fun to say about 113.
I've got nothing.
Got nothing.
I got nothing. Anybody who's checking this out for the first time is going to be like, "What the hell is wrong with these people?"
I got a fun thing.
Well, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Does that have to do with 113?
No.
Okay. Well, I got to finish
well,
introducing.
Well, maybe it does.
I have to let me finish introducing
you. All right, fine. Introduce you at 113.
As always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail Hair Care Products.
Discover
the secret. Barodynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World universe.
So what kind of funny stuff do you got?
It's not funny.
What do you mean it's not funny? What do you call it? You know, you said you got something. I'm assuming it's got to be something amusing, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, well, I mean, have you heard of Dogecoin? Do you know anything about it?
Dogecoin.
Yeah, Dogecoin.
Yes.
Yeah, so like it went up like crazy the other day.
Really?
Yeah, so I have a little bit of money into Dogecoin. I have like $200-$300 into it.
Okay.
I got like what? Like, it was at, like, $700 the other day when I checked, when it went up to 70 cents. I think it's going to go, like, way up. I think it's going to be good. Elon Musk was talking about it. What's that guy's name? The guy from The Shark. I forgot what his name is. Shark Tank?
Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Mark Cuban?
Yeah, Mark Cuban. Yeah, he's been talking about it. I don't know.
I don't know.
And it started off as a meme. I think that's pretty crazy.
You know what? You know what's even funnier?
What?
Is that, what do you call it? After we had Carol Baskin on the other week, what do you call it? We found out like the day after she launched some kind of Bitcoin type of thing called Scat.
Yeah, there's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. Scat.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
What do you call it? So I was just, you know, I'm just trying to figure out like what it's all about, man. You know, cryptocurrency is just a little
it's
bit
a weird
wacky.
Thing.
Can I hop in on Alex's mic?
Yes, you can hop in.
Oh, I'm not making recommendations to anybody, by the way.
Yeah, okay. We're not financial advisors. It's called Big Cat Coin.
Big Cat Coin.
Big Cat Coin is what she's calling it, because I as soon as you said it in our group chat, she's like, oh, she was just on talking about some Bitcoin stuff, and I was like, what does Carol Baskin have to say about Bitcoin? But no, she's creating her own cryptocurrency called Big Cat Coin.
Big Cat Coin.
I don't think you could buy it yet, but buy any stake in it yet, but yeah, that's a thing.
It had said scat though, like SCAT.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, no, that's pretty crazy. And okay, and now talking about, you know, Carol Baskin and everything, it was funny because the day that we had launched the Carol Baskin episode, which was on the Thursday.
Okay.
The next day, the the animated series for serial killers.
I know you
launched.
Sent this to me.
Yeah. So
it's
what do you
awesome.
Call it? So you know, I'm the initial cartoon, and it's what do you call it? Me as Terror T, and what do you call
yes.
it? And you did the engineering.
Yes, it did
for the VO.
They
and,
added tiger roars, and I appreciated it. I loved it. It sounded great.
What do you call it? So they did a great job on it, man. I was super excited about it. I saw it, and I'm just like, how funny is that? That it came literally the day after we, you know, spoke with Carol.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I was like, oh, that would have been
pretty
a good
ironic.
Conversation. That would have been a good conversation.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, then
next
I,
time.
And then I wound up doing an audition this past week, that same, on Friday,
For a cereal company.
Oh,
I'm not
really?
Gonna say who it is. I'm not gonna say who it is and so forth. But isn't it funny that it's like tiger to tiger and then tiger for cereal to cereal?
That's pretty funny. It'd be even funnier if Tony the Tiger, if you were going to like do that role and you went to an even another tiger.
That would be great. Here's the thing though, if I actually had an opportunity to do Tony the Tiger, I probably wouldn't be able to do the serial killers thing.
Probably not.
Yeah, because, what do you call it? I think that was an issue with one of the people who had been interested in doing serial killers, but they did the voice for another main character.
And they were like, yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah, they were having an issue. So, yeah, but, regardless, it was really fun, really cool. For anybody who wants to see it, it's up on, it's on my official Instagram page, at The Real Brimstone. You could also get the whole thing on the Serial Killers Instagram page or their Twitter and so forth. And it's the origin story of Terror T. So it's really fun. It's a little anime-ish. And,
I like anime.
Kind of stoked about that. Are you all right? You sleepy?
I'm really sleepy.
Like, you are so not yourself right now.
I'm very tired.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I just haven't been getting a lot of sleep.
Well, why? Because you got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. So, what do you call it?
We watch anime all night.
Is that what you're watching?
Kinda.
Yeah? Are you guys dressing up for each other?
No, we actually straight up just watch anime all night. We're nerds. Yeah. We've been getting really into this anime called Black Clover.
So what happens when you dim the lights real low? And the anime comes on?
We go to bed.
What? Are you kidding me?
We watch anime till like 2 in the morning and then we pass out. Also, my parents are like, literally like right next to me.
Oh, yeah, I forget you still live there.
Yeah, I do still live there.
Oh, my God.
Not very long, though. Another 2 months. And then she'll have her own apartment.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Right. That's interesting. So
we're still going to watch anime till 2 in the morning.
How are you going to get anywhere? You still don't have your car back.
She's been driving me around everywhere. Well, I have my dad's truck right now.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't have to drive you home?
No.
Yeah.
Yo, that just made you so happy.
I was like,
you were like, oh my God, I'm
going to
have to drive this kid home.
Because I thought I was going to have to drive you home an hour there and an hour back. That's all.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah,
no, I hate it.
Like, it's not so bad if you're just doing the, here and then back. You know what I mean? But, like, if I was driving there to come, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I know what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, now I have my dad's truck. You didn't see me come in with the car keys?
No. But then again, those could be just keys.
No,
you walk around with things, you forget things.
I do.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I went up to my dad, gave him the eyes, and I was like, can I borrow the car? Please, can I have your truck? And he was like, again? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, you have to fill it. And I'm like, fine. It was on empty.
Yeah, what do you call
That's
it?
Okay.
Well, but I, yeah, because originally you were like, all right, well, I got to get somebody to
originally
ship me out
I was
there.
Gonna pay my cousin to drive me out here, yeah, like an Uber.
Like I don't understand. What's taking so long with the car? That's what's driving me crazy.
It's because I am stupid and I put way too much oil in the engine and oil is everywhere.
So, okay, but if they were taking care of that, it's been there for like a month.
Part of that's my fault. I needed to order the part for the car and I delayed like 2 weeks.
Are you serious?
In ordering it? Yeah, I did.
Why?
I just didn't order it because I'm bad. You know me with things.
Yeah, man. That's like bad. That's like, it's really bad, man. I don't know, man.
Hopefully it'll be, I'll have it, I don't know, this week. Maybe next week. I really want my car back.
I really think you need it back.
I really do need
it
back.
It's like really bad.
It is bad.
Like for everything. I don't know how the hell you're getting around.
Well, it's been Megan because she hasn't had a job, but she just started a new job today. So I lost my ride.
Oh, Lord. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with some more Within Brimskin. Back to Daisical style.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What up, people? Welcome back to the Laid Back Within Brimskin.
Ah, yeah, it's very laid back. What do you call it? You know, I
feel like taking a nap in a hammock.
Yeah, I have a hammock.
I know you do. Have you gotten to use it?
No.
Since you bought it? All those however long ago?
No. I don't have time for anything. I'm in the middle of so many different things right now. Like,
you know what's so funny is you were so excited when you set it up too. You talked about it on the show.
Oh, you're talking that's the swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about a hammock. You said hammock.
I'm pretty sure you talked about that on the show.
No, you
did not.
No, I talked about the swing on the show. I didn't talk about the hammock.
Oh, never mind. All right, you got both. You haven't used the hammock, though.
Yeah, no. What do you call it? I haven't had the time to do anything. And it's so sad.
I feel that.
I
bought a new guitar, and I need to set it up, and I totally haven't. It's been like 2-3 weeks since I bought it.
Did you ever set up the guitar we got you?
No. I still need to do that one, too.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You hate it, don't you?
I don't hate it. I love it. But I need to set it up.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I haven't had time.
I am so,
that guitar is going to need a full day at work. That's why. Like, the other one, like, the one that I just bought is probably only going to take, like, 6 hours. The other one's probably going to take, like, a good 12. Yeah.
A lot of time.
Well, that's okay, though, because it'll all be worth it. It's just, you know what, for all the guitar players out there, fret work is just really hard. It's not the easiest thing to do, and that guitar needs a lot of fret work on the side, because if you play it right now, it'll kind of, like, cut up your hand if you move if you move the wrong way. So it just needs a lot of fret work, and you know what, that's not bad or anything like that. It just needs to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just so, like, blah.
Bleh?
I'm just tired.
You feel
man.
Bleh?
I'm tired.
Can that be the word of the day? Did we even say what the word of the day is today?
No, I didn't.
We didn't.
I don't even have a word.
It's bleh.
Today's secret word is
bleh.
Ah.
Ah. What a very bleh. Ah.
Ah. Ah.
Fits our theme.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just tired. What do you call it? Yesterday was Mother's Day. You know what I mean? And what do you call it?
What'd you do?
We went to my in-laws, and, you know, it was just again, it was, you know, I've been so busy. I didn't have the chance to really do much for Danielle. So she was bent and pissed off at me.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, I heard her feelings and I'm sorry, but what do you call it? You know, it is what it is. And I'm sorry.
And you're being stolen today.
But today is what do you call it? You know, well, today, you know, that this launched, the day that this launches is Tuesday. And Tuesday is Danielle's birthday. So happy birthday to my love. You know what I mean? So what do you call it? But I did have lots of things planned for her birthday. So
lots of things and stuff.
Yeah. So what do you call it? So that's a positive.
You should talk about them because she's not going to hear this until tomorrow.
Not going to hear this anyway. She doesn't listen to the show. Are you kidding? What do you call it? I have reservations. We're going to go to Fogo for dinner and we call it, see my friend Long over there. And then we've got some things going on. And what do you call it? You know, and I'm going to take a shopping at breakfast in the morning and then shopping for a little bit, you know, while Haley's in school. And then we're going to do some stuff, you know, until it's time for dinner. You know, it's tough because she's in, you know, Haley's in school. And
oh, that's not the one I wanted.
Oh, what were you trying to do?
I was trying to play the womp, womp, womp. Is it this one? No, it's not. Oh, where is it?
What are you trying to do? This?
Nice.
No, the sex music. Yes. Oh, that's where that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you call it? Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, no.
Birthday present. What?
That's the thing is I can't even do that because that's the thing that I had planned is not going to get done now because, what do you call it, my fence is still not completely up.
So you got to put your fence up?
So, well, my brother, we hired my brother instead of hiring a regular guy, right?
Never hire family.
No, you know, because he's starting up his construction business. Yeah, man.
Trying to help him out? Like, yeah. Like, and first customer, like, hey, I'll help you out, bro.
No, he's got other things. He's got other things. But what do you call it? You know, that's the thing is... You know, he's, you know, working on it and, you know, it's, you know, it should have been a 2-day job and it's like already on like 5, you know what I mean? Or 4, you know,
oh,
so,
God.
Yeah. So, you know, like at the end of the day, you know, so he's, you know, he's doing a nice job. He's doing a nice job.
Well,
he's doing like extra stuff and, you know, like taking extra care and he pruned my freaking, my bushes. Like, I'm like, okay, why'd you do that? He's like, well, they need attending to. I was like, okay, thanks. But what about the fence? you know, but again, you know, he means well and he's just trying to do the stuff and make it look nice. And it looks nice. It's just, you know, we need to get
hurry it along
done, you yeah. know? My plan for Danielle for the birthday was I was going to take her to, you know, either Home Depot or Lowe's or one of the, you know, or Hicks nurseries and
shopping spree.
Well, we were going to go and do a whole bunch of, you know, like the plants and flowers.
Oh, that actually is really nice.
To redo the beds and everything in the back because we had that issue with the bamboo.
And buy her a new kitchen.
Well, that eventually. But what do you call it? You know, that's the thing is that, you know, we've been trying to, you know, make it all work, you know, and I can't go and do it because if he's not done back there, we can't sit there and do what we need to do in order to do the beds.
Right.
So where I thought it was going to be done in 2 days, and we would have had plenty of time
to. It has been like 5 or 6.
It's been like 5 or 6, like spread out. It was Thursday, Friday. He came on either, I think it was Saturday, Sunday, nothing. And then Monday's today. So 4 days. So 4 days so far. And it's just like, you know, again, he's doing a nice job. It looks good.
It is now double the length of time that you said it would be.
But it was, yeah. And that's the thing is like, we originally were going to go with a regular fence company.
Right.
You know, and it was just, it cost a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really
my
did.
Cousin worked in fencing and he said that he made a ton of money. Even just, you know, working and fencing, just not being the main guy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is like, it's okay. What do you call it? It's okay to have, you know, for it to take a little bit longer. I get it. And again, the money we're paying just a little bit less than what we'd have been paying fence guy. It's not like I'm saving all that much money.
Okay,
you know what I mean. But like maybe like $400, $500, whatever I'm saving.
Yeah,
you know,
but I'll save $500 anytime.
But at the end of the day, you know, like, they were going to get it done in 2 days. They're like, yeah, like a day, 2 days, you know, and, it, you know, tops three if we have come into any issues. But even that was just like, you know, yeah. Okay. You know, the guy was like, yeah, it'll be done. And I'm so, you know, but I told Danielle, I was like, no, we're going to have my brother do it. He'll get it done. And, you know, he's been doing all this stuff.
That's on his.
No, he's doing a nice job.
Well,
it's just
true. Taking longer.
Yeah, it's just taking longer than I would.
Not
have
priority
liked.
Number one.
No, that's what. But that's the thing is, it is. He's been doing it.
Oh.
He's been there. It's just taking a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, I got you. Like, he's working his butt off.
He's working.
It's just taking him longer than he thought. His ETA was off.
Way off.
Way off.
So, you know.
That's like me. I'm bad with time management too.
Time management.
I'm off. I'm one of the worst.
You know, but again, I don't know, man. I'm thinking that, what do you call it? I'm thinking that, you know, it'll get done, and you know, it'll look nice, and you know. But again, that holds me up from the stuff that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I
that's
mean.
And that's where we're at. You know. But that being said, then the next thing is we have to get our bathroom done. So he's going to wind up doing the bathroom.
Oh, he's doing that?
I'm pretty sure he's going to do that,
so
too.
So double the ETA.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But we can't. There's four of us in the house. You know what I mean? And we need the bathroom. So, like, you can't.
You don't have two?
No, we only have the one bathroom.
Oh.
We're an older Levitt
so
house.
So you got to build a second bathroom first.
Build a second bathroom first. I had thought of that a while back about doing it, because we have like a little space for like a small just bathroom,
oh.
You know, a toilet bathroom, yeah. Upstairs. But we just, you know, we'd have to blow out the top, and you know, it comes down to plumbing and all that jazz. No,
just take sledgehammers to everything.
No,
giant
no,
bathroom.
No. I can't have that.
Full jacuzzi.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
I'm a little tired today. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So, what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie. Go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're going to blow it, kid. The kid will squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's got to eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Got to make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you can save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to... Within Brim's Skin.
What's up, guys?
So, what do you call it? Yeah, bye.
Bye,
guys.
Bye, guys.
What do you call it? Dragna and Greer have left the building.
Yes, they have.
What do you call it? Yeah, man. So, you got the timer up there?
I don't, actually.
It'd there we go.
Probably be a good thing. Oh, it's at 32 minutes. We're done.
Oh, there we go.
Look
yay. Oh, yay. Oh. Anyway, so.
So, bombshell.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about that.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
Holy crap.
I dropped some heavy news on Brim during the break, as we sometimes do. Sometimes we talk during the breaks. We have some heart-to-hearts.
That's, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy, man. I
You ever been in that situation?
Multiple times.
Really?
Yes.
Did it work out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. Yeah, I mean... There's only one way to go with it. You know what I mean? It's one or no, there's one way or another. I mean, you know, but yeah, of course. It's just at the end of the day, it's just very
I feel like this is a mistake that only kids at prom make.
No. No, you know, people make mistakes and
yeah,
things
right.
happen, whatever. But you know,
I didn't mean to drink and drive, officer, I swear to God.
No, I think that it's, you know, a very personal thing, and you know, I don't want to.
No, it's okay.
I don't think we should talk about that. You know, any of that on air.
Hey, I just wanted to mess with the viewers a little bit. You got to tease them a little bit. You got to get them excited.
Let me tell you that's crazy news. But here's the thing: it's
you
not,
got crazy news.
It's not crazy
what?
News for people who don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy news for me, like my little brother. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so you know, like, you know, that for me, it's crazy news. Like, oh, okay,
yeah.
What do we need to do? You know what I mean? Like, one way or another, what do we need to do? You know what I'm saying?
To
make sure you're okay.
Yeah, but to the listeners, they're just like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah.
But that's okay. Like I said, sometimes you got to tease them a little bit.
I don't know, man.
That's why guys keep going back to the strip clubs. They get that tease.
Get the tease. I don't know, man.
They pay money. They pay good money to get teased.
I don't pay money. I don't go to strip clubs. That for me.
Have you ever gone to strip clubs?
Funny enough, I'd gone. Maybe I could count it on my one hand, maybe two.
Wow,
you know what I mean.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little bit shocked by that.
No, and when I've been there, like I don't even bother. I don't care. Like I'm not interested. Mm. You know, like I'm not. I don't need to pay somebody to wiggle their ass in my face.
I know.
But I used to wind up leaving with the girls because they were so like in awe that I wasn't interested. So guys, your hint, like if you are. What do you call it? If you're looking to go home with a dancer, well, then don't pay him any money.
That's what you do.
But, you know, at the end of the day, nice girls are just doing their job. But, you know, at the end of the day, I wasn't going to be putting dollar bills anywhere. And I wasn't going to be paying for lap dances and everything. And what do you call it? You know, when they were just like, wow, what's up with that? You know, like, are you gay? I'm like, oh, no, I'm certainly not gay. I would, you know, do mighty fine things. You know? But the fact of the matter is I don't pay for it. You know, I have no need to pay for it. You know, I get it for free. So, you know, like,
and so they were just like, oh, Miss Big Shot over here.
Well, no, you know, it is, I don't know, man. Maybe I just shouldn't. Talk about things, you know.
My girlfriend was actually invited to a strip club.
Okay.
A few years back, her, you know, one of her male friends' birthdays.
Okay.
And one of the girls just sat on her lap and just talked to her for like an hour. They were having a real good conversation. She had no idea that she was a dancer until like she was like, "Oh yeah, I gotta go up on stage now." And she's like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, I gotta go get dressed. I gotta go." She's like, "Oh, okay. It was nice talking to you." And then all of a sudden, like 10 minutes later, she's up on stage and like half naked, and she's like, "I was just talking to a stripper for an hour," and then the guys gave the stripper money to give her a lap dance.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
I can't. You know what I mean? Like, look, to each their own. You know, if anybody who decides to do that for a living, or anybody who, you know, would like to,
I have a friend that does that for a living.
That goes and they pay for it. You know, hey, look, you know, to each their own. I ain't mad at you.
Remember the other girl, the other Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She does that for a living.
Really?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
You know, but again, like,
Megan would kill me if she heard this podcast right now.
No, but at the end of the day, you know, like I said, you to each their own. I'm not hating on you. You know, like I
love them.
You do,
I think
you do what
great.
You gotta do.
I think they do God's work.
They do God's work.
You don't see them going after little boys.
That's really funny.
They only go after the older men, the one with the money.
Yeah.
If there's one godly organization, it's them right there.
Craziness, man. Craziness. You know, it is what it is. I think that the people that do it, you know, are just, you know, like the guys that go to the clubs and everything, that's like they're looking for something, man. They're looking for something that they're just not getting. And it's sad. I think it's sad. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you think the guys that are going there looking for something?
I mean, there are other guys that just go for the fun of it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But, you know, even that, it's just like,
but don't you think that's with anything, though? Like, for example, let's change it instead of strip clubs to drinking. Some people drink to have fun, and other people drink to fill a void in their life.
Right. Well,
I think everybody kind of has their vices. It all depends on how you use that vice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Like, what is it? Like, you're a foodie. You enjoy food, but you don't go overboard. There are people who, like, you know, like, all they do is eat because they just feel sad, and they just stress eat all day. You are not one of those people. It could be with anything. There's good and bad with everything.
Yeah, there is. And look, at the end of the day, again, people should just be fulfilled with whatever they do. You know what I mean? Just be happy, be fulfilled with whatever you're doing. I'm just happy when people are happy.
Same though. I like that.
I like when people are happy.
I'm happy when people are happy.
That's it, man.
It's a good saying.
You know, like, it's just people. I don't know, man. The world just needs to be a happier place. No, the world needs to be a happier place.
That to change.
You, my friend, are...
Secret Destroyer.
Such a dick.
Are we going to get DMCA'd? Because I'm singing this?
We shouldn't.
Oh.
I don't see why.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Look at this hair.
Oh, it's my God. Let me tell you, man.
This has been a tired podcast.
I've been so tired, like, all day. I don't know why I've been super tired.
Have you been exercising?
No.
Have you been getting your daily, gym workout?
No. I need to.
Getting in those daily proteins, those fibers. They're important. Those vitamins, too.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Like, for reals, what's wrong with you?
I have no idea. You know what's wrong with me. We spoke about it before the show.
Oh, yeah. So is that why you've been so, you know, like...
To be honest, I'm actually way more calm about it than you would think. I'm just more... To be honest, I'm more worried about my car.
Really?
Yeah. I want my car back. It's been like 2 months since I've had my car. I drove my dad's truck here. You know? And I hate driving the truck. That thing costs like $80 to fill up and gas. Oh my God. Do you want to hear a story? You're going to explode.
Yeah.
You ready?
Okay.
I was at a gas station. Okay. And this dude, and I don't know about y'all folks out there. I don't know why I went southern for a second, but I don't talk to people when they're pumping their gas. Like, I don't think that that's something that you should do. I don't want to bother anybody. I just want to pump my gas and leave. And so I'm pumping my gas, and then this guy, like, on the other side of the pump, looks over at me and goes, "Yo, it's going to take you $200 to fill up your gas tank soon." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's actually my dad's truck." And he goes, "Eh, it's going to take you like $800. Stupid Biden running up these oil prices. Old senile... psychotic madman ruining this country." And I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I can't believe that we voted him into office. He's gonna ruin everything." And I'm like, "Yeah, man, I can't believe it either." And I'm just like, "Wow. I want to get out of here. Please, someone stop this. I don't really want to be talking to this person about Biden being delusional on the side of the road pumping gas." But apparently that's what he needed to tell me in that moment.
All right. But see, you know, and just, I don't know, man.
Isn't that funny, though? Like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, wow, this country got so divided. Like, so I thought that we were okay. Like, I actually thought, I was like, okay, like, it's over. We have a new president. Like, we're not having the tweet storms and the Twitter feuds and... like, things are going to go back to normal a little bit, right? Apparently not.
No.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Anyway, that's about it.
I mean, nobody did that. Could you imagine? Just think, 2 years ago. Think 6 years ago. "Oh, my God, that Obama is going to be ruining this country. Gas prices are going up 8,000%. No one did that.
No.
No one did that.
It is what it is. Anyway, everybody, sorry that was a lackluster show tonight, but we love you. Thanks so much. Make sure you tune in every week. We always say, rate, review, subscribe.
Hells yeah.
Hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next week.